technical exploitation or disinformation, but we're not seeking, say it again, we are not seeking a new Cold War or a world divided into rigid blocks.
So, David, could you respond to what Biden said, and also the fact that he seems now to be fulfilling the promise or initiative that Obama had suggested 12 years ago, which is this idea of U.S. foreign policy pivoting to Asia?
Yeah, I'm a bit tired of Biden's words. He said some nice words at the U.N. about diplomacy, about humanitarian aid, about not wanting a new Cold War with China. But his actions are very different. And you know, for those of us like myself who supported his withdrawal from Afghanistan, is absolutely the right thing to do, and a withdrawal that was long overdue. He's turning his back on diplomacy with this announcement. This is far more significant than, you know, any words he uttered at the UN about diplomacy and not wanting a new Cold War. That is what this represents. He is aligning these three powers against China. And I think we have to, again, ask, you know, how do we expect Chinese leaders to respond? This really risks setting off an increased arms race. And you know, we shouldn't be surprised if China looks to line up an alliance of its own, again, resembling the Cold War. And in so many ways, this is really Cold War era thinking, and in many ways, 19th century thinking. And I really hope and think the Biden administration can be much better than that. We are in no position to be building, to be spending any time, any energy, building military alliances at this moment when we have such grave security threats facing us, from global warming to global pandemics to hunger to inequality, global poverty. Those are the kinds of alliances we should be building, and those are the kinds of alliances that the United States can be building. I think really we have a choice now. We have a choice whether we want to firmly and finally turn our backs on war and engage in diplomacy and a different kind of alliance building focused on the real security threats facing us, or whether we want to firmly and finally commit to a new Cold War with China that could be catastrophically damaging to the world. I mean, it could make the catastrophe of the last 20 years of war, where by my estimate, 4.5 million people died in the U.S.-led wars, where we spent $8 trillion, trillion with a T, on war. You know, this new Cold War will strip even more funds from the needs that are actually facing us and plow more money into the military-industrial congressional complex. This is the choice we're facing.
So, David Vine, you have this amazing map in your new piece for the Quincy Institute, highlighting every country where the U.S. has an overseas military base, around 800 U.S. bases, including 80 in South Korea, 119 in Japan. Take us on the tour in this last minute we have, and to also talk about Africa.
Sure. But by our estimate, there are now about 750 U.S. military bases abroad in 80 countries and colonies. 750. This is more than any other country in the world. And in fact, it's probably three times the number of all the other countries in the world combined. Probably the largest collection of foreign military bases in world history. And as you mentioned, there are seven bases in Australia. In total, in the Asia-Pacific region, the United States easily has almost 300 foreign military bases surrounding China already. And now they're calling for an increased buildup. There's been a growing collection of U.S. military bases in Africa, as you mentioned, since around the early days after the attacks of 9/11. And it's a collection of bases that touches every continent except Antarctica. There is no reason to be building new military bases in Australia or any part of the world. The Biden administration needs to move in the other direction, and it was moving in that direction by closing bases and withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. It should be building on that by closing more bases that are undermining U.S. and global security, but it's not. And again, we face a choice between a path toward a permanent Cold War and continued endless war, or diplomacy and peace building.
We have to leave it there. David Vine, author of The United States of War. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh. Stay safe.
Safer lifestyle content creator. My little brother had these piercing blue eyes like the ocean. He was just 33 when we lost him to an accidental opioid overdose.
My name is Darren Waller. I had it made, living my dream playing professional football. Then my life hit rock bottom. I had an accidental opioid overdose.
I felt the shame, the stigma. Everyone knew, but no one talked about it.
I felt completely isolated. My family didn't even know. I refused to stand by and watch without doing everything I can to change the stigma.
If you know someone taking opioids, have a safety plan and talk about it.
It can happen to anyone you know or love. It happened to me.
I'm sharing Scott's story because reversing the silence can help save lives.
Let's help put a stop to opioid overdoses being a leading cause of accidental death in America.
Be prepared. Learn how at reversesilence.org.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Courts in session. Join your rockin' attorney Eric Jackson Lurie for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. A minute pause is a small, almost insignificant space. A minute pause is 60 seconds of space. Get it straight with A Minute Pause, Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Everybody ready?
Well, hello, everybody. And welcome to episode 2137 of Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at www.wmck.fm. I am Mando Richard, your host for today's exciting adventures, and we've got a wild show as always. Liquored up songs of the beginning, gospel songs of the end, and who knows what in the middle. Let's go back to 1947 and get things started off with
Paul Howard. He's drinking all his troubles away.
I'm drinking all my troubles away. I'm drinking all my troubles away. I'll never let the blues get the best of me. Drinking all my troubles away. This old world far and wide. I've traveled this old world far and wide. I've traveled far and wide with old trouble by my side. Drinking all my troubles away. Love you for your gold. A woman will love you for your gold. She'll love you for your gold, then she'll ruin your poor soul. Drinking all my troubles away. Leaving on that midnight train. When I hear that whistle blow, Lord, my troubles hurt me so. I'm drinking all my troubles away. Come in, hey! Drinking all my troubles away. I'm drinking all my troubles away. I'll never let the blues get the best of me. Drinking all my troubles away.
Well, I've been hanging out in bars. I've been wondering where you are. Sitting staring at the wall, hoping maybe you might call. Even though I know it's wrong, I think I'll have another round. I can't help but hear the sound of all these lonely hearts in here, just drowning in their beer. This is where I must belong. I've been going out too much, trying to your touch. I've been searching high and low, all the places that we used to go. And all my friends say I'm in too deep. I've been hitting it way too hard. That's what you get when you spend all your time hanging out in bars. That girl that just bought me my drink kinda looks like you, I think. No, maybe it's just me. Think I'm going crazy. I always think I see your face. One day I'll get up off the stool, 'cause I'm so tired of playing the fool. But I've got nowhere else to be, and no one can make me leave. Yeah, I know it's getting late. I've been going out too much, trying to forget your touch. I've been searching high and low, all the places that we used to go. And all my friends say I'm in too deep. I've been hitting it way too hard. That's what you get when you spend all your time hanging out.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast, or as we used to call it in the gospel band, Morning Devotions.
She's from the hills of Kentucky with waving long black hair and lips as sweet as warm red wine. No others can come past. I'm going honky-tonkin', everything's turned upside down. But when I find that gal of mine, we're really gonna paint this town. They say we can't get married, they say I'm not worthy of you. They don't know what they're talking about, they don't know what we've gone through. I'm going honky-tonkin', everything's turned upside down. But when I find that gal of mine, we're really gonna paint this town. Now when you see me coming, better raise your window high. And when you see me leaving, Lord, Lord, hang down your head and cry. I'm going honky-tonkin', everything's turned upside down. But when I find that gal of mine, we're really gonna paint this town.
Beers in on this old heartache. Eight more away from telling you we're through. Tomorrow night is gonna be the same but different, with 12 more beers but just the memory of you. Lately I've had a drinking problem, but the problem is that I can't drink enough to take me back in time to start all over, because you're still around when I wake up. I'm 4 beers in on this old heartache. Eight more away from telling you we're through. Tomorrow night is gonna be the same but different. folks drown their sorrow in the whiskey. But others like the fruit of the vine. But I'll just take a case of Pabst Blue Ribbon to help me drink your memory from my mind. I'm four beers in.
I don't usually call my own number here when I'm DJing on Whiskey Before Breakfast, but I did this time. Your music bed is from the band Tater Patch, that I used to play with for about 20 years. A record we put out back in 2012 called Old Time Country Music. What you're listening to is a version of Billy and the Lowground, Old Time Billy and the Lowground, from the fiddling of Kentucky fiddler Kelly Gilbert. Now, what did we hear in the first set of music? Back at the beginning of the show, we heard from Paul Howard, Drinking All My Troubles Away, recorded back in 1947, and I played it from a 2009 compilation called Country and Western Classics. Then we went to 2015 for Randy Rogers and Wade Bowen, doing Hanging Out in Bars. That's from their record Hold My Beer, Volume 1. Then after the PSA, we went back to 1958 for the Stanley Brothers, doing Gonna Paint the Town. And that's originally recorded on King, and I have it on the early King and Stardate years, 1958 to 1961, a compilation that came out several years ago. Then the last thing in the set was from the band Blue Moon Rising. Four Beers In is what they sang about, and that's from their 2013 record, Blue Side of the Moon. Let's start off the next set on the blues side of the family. Hound Dog Taylor lost her wig.
Back my wig, honey, now let your head go for.
But your flirty, flirty ways just won't let go of you. And now I find it's a little too late that I'm caught in the middle, and my fate is to be just a lonely, lonely man.
This is Thor, the Rock Warrior. When I'm chilling out in Asgard, I listen to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard.
I first heard of David Crockett on a Japanese TV while sitting in my living room with a bowl of mac and cheese. More butter, please. His hat would sure look good on me. Top of the morning, operator, patch me through to Uncle Sam. I got laid off this Christmas Eve and I overcooked the ham. He'll understand. I need a helping hand. I got the red, white, and blue. From my head down to my shoes. Lord, I wish I had a nickel for every time my car broke down. It won't pass the emissions test. Try bribing every shop in town, and now my lungs are brown. I need an ultrasound. Them yuppies sure love money. I bet they think they've come real far. Me, I'm happy singing country songs and picking my guitar down at the bar. Sans caviar. I got the red, white, and blue. Ooh. From my head down to my shoes. Let's get you one, Tim. On fairy tales, then it clubs you in the knees. Roll up your sleeves. Tinkerbell ain't what you see. 2 packs a day and drink your whiskey straight. Don't hesitate. I heard the afterlife is great. I got the red, white, and blue. From my head down to my shoes, I got the red, white, and blue. From my head down to my shoes.
Bed between sets this time is from the record Old Time Sweethearts, Volume 1. There are 2 CDs that came out earlier this year featuring different couples playing and singing old time music. And the track I chose for the bed is Judy Hyman and her husband Jeff Klaus. and they're playing Yell and the Shouts. Now, let's talk about that last set of music. Back at the beginning of the set, you heard Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers doing Give Me Back My Wig. And that's on the new Alligator compilation, Alligator Records, 50 Years of Genuine House Rock and Music. It just came out a couple of months ago. It was originally recorded, decades ago, but it's a great song. I thought it was hilarious. Who took her wig? Then the next thing we heard was from a compilation, Feel Like Going Home, The Songs of Charlie Rich. And it was sung to you by the Malpass Brothers. Caught in the Middle. That compilation came out in 2016. Then we heard something brand new from Joe Troop, featuring Tim O'Brien. Red, White, and Blues, from Joe Troop's new record, Borrowed Time. And then, what the heck? I ended the set with something else from that Alligator Records compilation, 50 Years of Genuine House Rock and Music. This one I know goes back to the late 1960s. The Siegel Schwall Band doing Going Back to Alabama. I think you all will enjoy this next set. It's going to start off with Peggy Seeger singing Lubrication right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Certain moving parts are meant to get along together. They need to slip and slide, float and glide, 'cause they want to go on forever. Gotta take care of moving parts, they're easily irritated. Make them scrape and they'll get out of shape. Keep them lubricated. You need grease to make them do their job. It isn't just a matter of luck, it's a matter of skill, cooperation, and will. Remember that when you find you're stuck.
Everybody's talking about who knows who. Hey, I'm Brian Junker from the Department of Statistics and Data Science at Carnegie Mellon University. You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard. Let me tell you, statistics always goes better with Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Today I found a sweater in an old dresser drawer. Holes in both elbows, I don't wear it anymore. There's a place on the shoulder where I still smell her perfume. For a while, I can feel her in the room. Treasures of the past bring my love to me. Help me make the memories last. It means so much to me to so I keep treasures of the past. That old easy chair where she used to sit, worn out on the armrest, she prayed there quite a bit. Not much to look at, I could use the space, but when I sit there, I almost see her face. Treasures of the past bring my love to me. Help me make the memories last. It means so much to me to I keep treasures of the time comes, I can be with her again.
treasures of the past bring my love to me. Help me make the memories last. It means so much to me to remember. So I keep treasures of the
of a better life. Now I work at the factory on the third shift while my kids sleep. They say our job's a necessity, then turn the lock and hide the key. They call us heroes on the killing floor, but a day off is something that I can't afford. We can't go back to the way it was before. Well, some profit off the ones who just endure. We all know what's broken won't get fixed by wishing and hoping. We can't just go back to the way it was before. July. And when he gave me away, oh how he cried. And in the spring we said we've got big news to share. He said I'll get some wine along the way somewhere. You always think it happens in another town till someone pulls a gun and shots ring out. Now there's a hole in our family and a granddaughter on the way he'll never meet. We can't go back to the way it was before. Afraid to go to school or to a grocery store. We all know it needs repair, won't get fixed by thoughts and prayers. We can't just go back to the way it was before. On my screen, another black man crying out that he can't breathe. Why am I surprised that it's happening again? Isn't this the way it's always been? It don't even matter if there was a crime. The system works exactly how it was designed. And the indifference is so deeply ingrained. Means I'm the one that needs to make a change. We can't go back to the way it was before. The injustice can no longer be ignored. Oh, none of us are free until we all can be. We can't just go back to the way it was before.
Last weekend, I was telling some of my music pals about the banjo player Bob Black. He still lives up in Iowa. And this is from his record that came out in the 1970s called Ladies on the Steamboat. You're hearing him play Lime Rock. Him and his pals are playing Lime Rock. All right, what did you hear in that last set of music? Back at the beginning of the set, from Peggy Seeger's new record, First Farewell, you heard Lubrication. Then we heard Katie Oates singing I Know You from a record of Cy Khan's songs she put out earlier this year. We go on, Cy Khan's Songs of Hope in Hard Times. Jesse Brock has a new record out called Streamliner, and from that we heard Treasures of the Past. And the last thing in the set was from Della May from their new record Family Reunion, and they were singing The Way It Was Before. That's all from the bluegrass side of the family. It's all yearning for simpler times. Let's start off with the Mayfield Brothers from back in 1956. When you go, don't write to me. Thanks for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast.
All right. please don't kiss goodbye. My love won't see you come. Or if I knew yet too far, your kiss won't mean my breaking heart. So when you go out right to me, or I don't want to get from you. Or if you love another man, your words are gonna make me blue.
Listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Here's a letter from your son.
Well, I think my city days are done now. And it ain't been 3 weeks since I came. Hey, mama, I do remember what you said. Say your prayers before you go to bed, son. And remember, city women ain't the same. I'm like a John Deere tractor in a half-acre field, trying to plow fertile where the soil is made of steel. Boy, I wish I was home where the bluegrass is growing and the sweet country girls don't complain. Perfume, I thought I'd drown. And the Lord didn't seem to be nowhere around. Hey, I felt like a flower from the vine. Oh, she was pretty, Lord knows. Thought that she would bring me joy. She laughed, she called me country boy, boy. And after she had been so kind, I'm like a John Deere tractor in a half-acre field, trying to plow a furrow where the soil is made of steel. Oh, I wish I was home, home where the bluegrass is growing and the firelight shimmers and shines.
Smoke so thick, can't see my hand in